Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. Welcome back to the work week, as we so know it. We've got a lot of interesting things that happen over the weekend. I'll start off. You know, there are some people that really don't have a sense of humor about their job. Some people do. Some people, you know, are really cool about it. Some people.
Yes.
Not
you know,
much
but, by the way,
to.
This isn't the start of the work week, by the way. This
well,
is Tuesday.
I understand that. I had a little...
We talked about the weekend yesterday.
I understand.
You're behind the curve here.
Well, I wanted to explain to you what happened to me on Saturday. It was very, very funny. It was entertaining. Saturday, the missus and I drove over to Milwaukee to...
From here, that's down. You drive down to Milwaukee. You drive over to Green Bay.
Well,
you drive over to Minneapolis.
It's south and east.
It's down.
It's not south. Madison is south. Milwaukee is east. South and east. I drove.
You would be the only one who would say you drove over to Milwaukee from here.
I have no problem being the only one correct. I'm used to this.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, we go over to Milwaukee, and there was a vehicle there that we were looking at. And while we're sitting there talking to the salesperson, you know how the routine is. They, you know, you banter back and forth. Well, I don't know. I may have to take this to my manager. Yeah, right. Go smoke your cigarette. Whatever. So while the sales weasel gets up and goes to the break room to sip a beer or whatever it is.
It wasn't one of those places that has no negotiating, flat bottom line pricing.
I don't know. But even if it is, I don't care. I still try and negotiate a little bit. And it's in my blood. What can I say? And so he's gone for a little while. And I get up, stretch my legs, and I notice... It's one of those where there's like cubicles, you know, and there's people around you all over the place. The place was very busy. And I noticed that everybody is so intent on their own deal. Nobody's really paying attention to the people that are around them. Gave me an idea. So I
you
got
pick
up.
Somebody's pocket?
No. No. So I got up and I sat in the salesperson's seat behind the desk. So I'm behind the desk and my wife is in front of me. And in a louder voice... So, ma'am, I'm not sure there's anything else we can do, okay? We've given you the rock bottom price. What is it that, what more could you do for us that would allow us to come to a deal? And she smiled at me and she goes, well, and began flirting. And then the people around her, now they're paying attention because now it looks like the woman trying to buy the car is flirting with the sales guy, and we ran with it for a couple minutes. It was funny. It was just funny. Had some fun with the people that were around us.
You would want to become part of those Jackass movies, wouldn't you? Or some of those movies like Ashton Kutcher's Punk'd Show. You would like to do that stuff
yeah,
on people,
sure.
wouldn't you? Yeah,
sure. As long as it's done with good taste. Uh-huh. I mean, some of the stuff they do is really just
that'll be outhouse down the hill kind
yeah,
of
no
kind of
gosh can you imagine that oh no
cannot imagine that
all no. right so buying a car somehow led to the fact that you got sick and couldn't come to work yesterday.
We went to Stevens Point for brunch yesterday.
You're not going to tell us the restaurant.
No, I'm not going to say.
Raw eggs. Yum.
Apparently, it was something. Because there's like a 24-hour stomach virus that runs around every once in a while. And I thought maybe that was it. No, my wife was kind of down with it a little bit. But she's tougher.
There's very little that is worse than food poisoning.
I lost 6 pounds, buddy.
Food poisoning
I kid you not.
Terrible.
I lost 6 pounds yesterday. And I woke up about midnight, sweaty, and I thought, oh, this is not good.
I was waiting for something. Well, if you buy this car, we have a great dinner certificate down at the midnight buffet down the street.
Seeing as how you're such a smart guy and you like to play games with us, here's
this was one of the rare times you could not blame Obama for losing your lunch.
Well, this is he didn't help me get better. I called the Obamacare health line. And I did
oh,
not
I thought
get...
maybe you were going to make some joke about the food inspectors not being able to work because of the government shutdown or something.
No,
like that.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how... But yeah, my wife and I both basically had the same thing for brunch. And
we both had the same thing after.
Yeah, yeah. She was tougher than I was, though. She didn't cave in. I did. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We do, speaking of the Obamacare system... We did try one more time to get signed up for Obamacare.
Welcome to the Health Insurance Marketplace. Our marketplace representative will be happy to help you. I'll connect you now.
Welcome to the Health Insurance Marketplace, and how may I help you?
Yes, is this the Obamacare Healthline?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, I have a few questions about the health care.
Okay, could I have your last and first name, please?
Norman, and my last name is Spitnik, S-P-I-T-N-I-C-K.
Okay, and your first name was what?
Norman.
Norman?
Yes.
Okay, what was your question?
Is there a version of this that only covers Botox and mental disabilities called Biden Care?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
If you could go on healthcare.gov, healthcare.gov will cover all of that.
No, I can't get on healthcare.gov. I've tried numerous times. Would it be easier to make and sell meth like Walter White just to cover my health expenses?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to be completely honest when filling out my paperwork, or can I just treat it like my tax return?
You will have to be completely honest when you do that application, sir.
And if I apply by phone, will Obama be listening in?
Will he be listening in?
Yes.
No, sir.
Well, he listens in to everything else, doesn't he?
No, sir.
All right. I had another question. Oh, I know this has nothing to do with the health care, but what exactly does a fox say?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Sir, what was that?
I said I know it has nothing to do with health care, but what exactly does a fox say?
I don't know. I can't answer your question, sir.
All right.
Do you have anything else to do with health care?
All right. You've been very helpful.
Okay. You have a nice day.
I love you.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.